We are now joined in the media center by our second place finisher, Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 21 South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet. There were a lot of different challenges today, Daniel, heading into the race with weather, but you actually had your career best finish. Talk about how you approached the day's race with so many unknowns.
Yeah, I mean, it was unknowns for everybody. Everybody kind of knew what we were up against, and that's why you saw the aggressiveness that we saw in practice trying to prepare for today's race. I was proud of the effort and the strides we made throughout practice to make sure we had a really good driving race car today, and I'm proud of everybody on this 21 South Point Hotel Casino Chevrolet for giving me the opportunity to drive a fast race car, and unfortunately today I didn't do a good enough job of executing there at the end. Put myself in position to try to win the race. I just went and saw Austin in victory lane, and he reminded me of something that kind of picked me up a little bit about the fact that that's the difference between points racing and then showing up just to race, because you can not really be nervous of the what-ifs if the moves he made didn't work, and I kind of had to keep that in the back of my mind a little bit, but I just didn't quite execute it like I needed to on my end to make sure we could at least try to get to victory lane. But proud of our effort, great day for the company at RCR, and the package I thought was really good for this track specifically. I thought it wasn't quite as crazy as practice was, just because everybody realized how disciplined you had to be, and it's kind of a little bit of the follow the leader deal, unless somebody was really that much faster and could get out of line and pull you back and clear themselves by the next corner. But there's only about two or three cars that seemed like they could really do that efficiently. And either way, proud of our effort. Just didn't do enough on my end today.
We'll now open it up to media for questions for Daniel. You can raise your hand. We'll bring you a microphone. We'll start with Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Do you have any idea what can be done to make the inside line better?
There's not a whole lot you can do. I don't know if, obviously, the holes that we're punching in the air with this particular package, I'm not sure there's anything as important as how the lane forms up. That's the only thing you can hope for, is to be part of the strongest lane or the most formed lane by the time you get to the box. And it's really, initially, maybe the other packages, it's the initial launch is what propels you, and this, it seems like that second shove is where the momentum comes from, and then it continually builds in whatever lane that is to get you through the middle one and two and down the back stretch. I feel like I was in lanes that were on the plus side of that and the negative side of that today, but from the technical side of it, I'm not sure there's a whole lot you can do other than kind of go back to what we had, and then we know what kind of racing that brings too, so it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Any other questions, or Reed?
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. You said that you didn't execute at the end there. What do you think you could have done differently? And being on the inside lane for the last restart.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the inside lane maybe not being the preferred, but I was on the top lane and watched the inside lane propel and clear. I can't believe it was Menard, maybe cleared somebody earlier in the race. I can't remember who it was, but the bottom lane prevailed in the turn one and cleared the leader. So if I'd either done my job or drug the brake or done something maybe to form the bottom lane up better, maybe I could have been in that same situation. But obviously I was lined up to, in my opinion, one of the best restarters in our sport, and Austin does a great job at that and had a lot of help up top. So maybe once we got off turn two, could have been a little more aggressive side drafting. I had the 16 who I thought was kind of committed to push, but he was also poked out of line, and I wasn't exactly sure, and didn't want to get split three wide. So I was trying to play both sides of the fence there, and didn't really go up and try to stop the three, with the side draft stuff like I probably would have if I'd have known I had someone committed to push. But all in all, like I said, I'm not sure I did the best job I could have to form the lane up, come to the restart box. So I've been thinking about it in my mind, and obviously it'll be at me for a little while, but I want to make sure that everyone knows how proud I am of this company and how far we've come and how long it's been since Richard Childress Racing has been to victory lane, and I'm proud of that. Yeah, thank
Chris
you.
Knight?
Yeah, Daniel, third last week at Pocono, second this week, going to Iowa next week. Is a win possible with out of all the cup guys expected to be there?
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm as hungry to win than ever. Going to a place that I really love and enjoy racing at. Don't feel like I've ever had to finish there to show up, but I know Danny Stockman and my guys are as prepared as we can be to go to Iowa next week. Whether there's cup guys there or not, I'm confident in the race car that we're taking there. Today's rain delay kind of allowed us to really hone in and communicate about little things that I focus on there and that we have to do as a team to be prepared that much more going to Iowa. So I'll be over this hopefully by the time I land back in Charlotte tonight. We can shift our focus that direction and be ready to go there and do what we need to do.
Jim?
Jim Mutter, Motorsport.com. Kind of following up on that, you guys have led laps this season. You've run up front. You had several third-place finishes. Not really it was kind of hard to believe that RCR had almost a two-year victory drought. Have you felt close all season, and how much closer did you feel after both cars ran very well today?
Yeah, I think, you know, myself and the three, we thought we were probably the two fastest cars out of our stable. After practice, our balance kind of stayed with us better. And that's kind of been a little bit of the trend, especially for my 21 team everywhere this year. I thought we've had probably some of the most speed for whatever reason out of our company, and that's allowed us to feel like we were that much closer and substantially closer than we were last year. I think of, you know, taking the last five or six races out where we performed our best last year at the end of the season, prior to that point, we had some good finishes but didn't have good races, and we're able to put good races together from start to finish and have speed from the time we unload during different weekends, and that's the things that I'm confident that we are doing right. And I keep saying we keep doing that stuff, we're going to win. Well, guess what? We did enough of that this weekend that one of our cars got into victory lane, and fortunately for them, it was them, and unfortunately for us, it was us. It wasn't us. So, like I said, you got to take the good with the bad and vice versa, because it's easy to be disappointed. I am disappointed right now. I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't, but just a really good day for our company as a whole.
Over here on the left, Eric.
Eric Young with the SuperSpeedway.com. How did the weather affect how you guys played your strategy today? Obviously, we knew it probably wasn't going to go the full distance. How did that change your run
today? You know, for us, you know, we tried to kind of stay ahead of that for the majority of the day. You know, we pitted earlier, gave up the stage points, the first stage, to go ahead and take tires and fuel to set ourselves up to cycle. And that cycled through, and then the same deal, we took two tires and thought that the majority of the field, you know, I came off like 20th or so there before the end of the second stage. I knew I was racing the 19, the 18 behind me, you know, a lot of the other guys, the 22 that pitted with us. And I thought we were able to take off that green-white checkered in the stage two that was going to allow us to have whoever got the furthest up was going to have be the leader by the time the next caution came out, just assuming everybody would pit. And when those cats didn't pit, it kind of put us further back than we thought. But luckily, the tires seemed to matter a little bit taking off, and we were able to get some of that track position that we were expecting to just be given. We had to earn it. And that's something that, like I said, I was talking about earlier. I don't know if, as a company, if we could have done that last year, but I'm proud that we could do that today and try to stay ahead of the weather. You know, I think they kept telling me the rain was 10 minutes away for 30 minutes. And I thought, well, surely it's going to rain. So I tried to pull the slider there on the 61, which he did a great job putting himself in position as well. I tried to clear him. I thought it was about a foot and a half too short. And I'm sure when I watch it back, it may not have been as close as I thought it was. But tried to make the move because I knew the rain was there. I'd get a couple sprinkles here and there. But made the move probably a lap too early and got myself hemmed up on the bottom. And luckily able to rebound second, because I really thought it was going to be about 15th by the time we left the next corner. Unfortunately, that's not the way it worked out. But Danny Stockman did a great job keeping me up to date with what was happening all day.
Any questions for Daniel in the press box?
No questions.
All right. We'll wrap up here in front with Bob.
Were you okay that they threw the caution when they did? Or, you know, I mean, was there enough rain, and did you feel like did you have anything for Austin, or if you didn't get him on the restart, you weren't going to get him?
I promise the guy second is going to say they threw it way too early. I'm that guy today. No, that's exactly right. Yeah, the guy, the one, that was perfect timing. Luckily for the company, it was him. But no, it's, you know, in all honesty, I was frustrated at the instant it happened. But literally, as soon as it came out, I think we rolled through one and two in the bottoms, so to say, in the race car. What would have crashed the whole field if that had happened under green? That happened under caution in the turn one. So, really, honestly, couldn't have been more perfect timing from the safety aspect of it. So I applaud them from saving race cars and all that stuff, and get all these guys back home to their families tonight. And we're going to go home with no hardware in the 3 years as part of it.
Great. Thank you so much, Daniel, and congrats on your finish.
Yeah, thank you.